This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dental Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Eastside Dental Medicine, a full-service, state-of-the-art dental practice located in Midtown Manhattan, specializes in creating outstanding dental aesthetics and comprehensive solutions by integrating the perfect balance of health and beauty, led by the husband and wife team of Drs. Jody Srivastava and Robert Castracani. They both bring over 50 years of combined dental experience and excellence. The goal of their practice, to achieve an optimal level of balance of medical and dental health for their patients, to have outstanding overall health for life. Dr. Srivastava and Castracani, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's a pleasure being on the show with you.
It certainly is good to talk to you once again. So first of all, Dr. Castracani, explain to our listeners systemic health. What does that actually mean?
Systemic health is defined as anything that pertains to or affects the body as a whole. The health of one's teeth and gums is directly proportional to one's overall health. Something that we can relate to today, which is on everyone's mind, is the Ebola virus. In the news all the time, basically compromising the entire body, affecting, this virus affects all body systems, so that it results in a shutdown. The virus thrives by having water basically leave the body and is highly concentrated in the body. So every body system is affected by this disease process. And it is well established that many overall systemic conditions have manifestations in the oral cavity. Therefore, dental health care providers have access to some of the symptoms of systemic diseases before they present in other areas of the body.
Dr. Srivastava, what are some of the diseases or issues that can occur in our overall health if our oral health is compromised?
Well, you know, many studies suggest that the oral bacteria that cause the inflammation of the gums, known as periodontal disease, as well as cavities, you know, decay that's in your teeth, they actually play a major role in many diseases that occur in your body. So let's say something like diabetes or HIV or even having heart disease, it can be traced back to the inflammation that has occurred in your mouth and that has not been taken care of. And in some of the studies, researchers have observed that with people with gum disease, when compared to people without gum disease, or this is also in terms of teeth decay, people who have teeth decay and who don't, they're more likely to develop heart disease or have difficulty controlling blood sugar or come down with more flus or have sleep disorder. All these are really linked back to the oral cavity not being healthy, that it leads to a lot of systemic issues, and it's been now shown by research that it can be traced back to the same type of inflammation and bacteria that has caused the problem in the oral cavity. So that's what the issues are right now.
Well, I'm sure the average listener had no idea that this could be possible. Tell me, what are some of the adverse conditions when our oral health is jeopardized?
Well, some of the most significant areas that I identified, and I'm going to list many that have a suspected oral systemic connection, are cardiovascular disease, pulmonary disease, anything with your lungs, diabetes, kidney disease, cancer, sleep disorders, you know, sleep apnea. There's a big connection to Alzheimer's. There's connections of oral issues that leads to digestive and colorectal cancers, as I mentioned before, flu, colds, just general malaise. These can all be really connected to the oral health not being in the best shape that it should be. And one of the other things that causes a problem that people don't realize is women who are pregnant, if they have inflammation of the gums or teeth decay, it does cause problem with fetal development. So there are so many connections that sometimes it's scary that people don't take dentistry as serious as they should.
Today we are speaking with both husband and wife team of Dr. Jody Srivastava and Dr. Robert Castracani, bringing you over 50 years of combined dental experience and excellence here on eHealth Radio's Dental Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What are some of the adverse conditions when our overall health is affected?
Well, Eric, when our overall systemic health is affected, our immune system is compromised and basically makes us more susceptible to flus, colds, general malaise, and more susceptible to all kinds of pathogens and disease. Makes it easier, basically, to get sick. And some of the things that we see in the mouth, some of the pathology that we see in the mouth, such as severe malocclusions or gross carious lesions, become periodontitis, periodontal disease, basically a lot of times is associated in people with feelings of embarrassment or withdrawal and anxiety. They know that they have problems, and it starts to affect their ability to socialize comfortably. Other issues such as pain from dentures or temporomandibular joint disease and oral infections affect social interaction and daily behavior. And obviously, if you are sick and to the point where you need to take time off from work, you lose many days from work or school, and obviously this rises and affects all aspects of life.
Lastly, what are some suggestions you would give to help patients optimize their oral health and to ward off some of these potential adverse conditions?
Eric, what I feel that's very, very important, and I think majority of the dentists out there feel the same way, it begins at home. You have to brush your teeth at least three times minimally and with a fluoride toothpaste. I think that one of the major issues that we have in our society is that most people don't floss, and that actually is the one of the most important things that you can do is floss regularly to remove the plaque between the teeth. You have to use some antimicrobial mouth rinses, no alcohol. You'll do it twice a day. Tongue cleaner is so important to clean your tongue to control any of the, you know, the oral diseases or infection, because it does reduce the number of bacteria that are present. But if you brush, floss, you do the mouth rinse and the tongue, use the tongue cleaner. And then, of course, with that goes hand in hand the fact that you need to visit the dentist routinely for a checkup. And this is one of the most important preventive care that you can do for your life, is to visit the dentist, get a professional gum cleaning, make sure that everything is doing well in your mouth so that you don't have any infections. And many people actually skip this visit, and that's the most important visit that you can have. Even if you go to your physician and do blood workup, this is having a regular visit with a dentist, and we usually recommend for an average human being twice a year. And the other things that is important that can control your health, your oral health as well as systemic health, is not to smoke. You know, try to, if you are a smoker, try to decrease the number of cigarettes or e-cigarettes or anything that involves any type of smoke inhalation is very important to decrease. Decreasing the stress in your life is very important. Then, of course, eating healthy, decreasing the number of carbonated drinks, increasing intake of vegetables and decreasing processed foods, and especially, you know, trying to make sure that you have supplemental vitamins, especially vitamin D. And then, of course, the last and the most important thing that an individual should do is floss, floss, and floss.
Great information and great advice. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Eastside Dental Medicine and how they could be in potential contact with you either on or offline?
Online, our website is eastsidedentalmedicine.com. There's a variety of information about our practice and the services that we offer there. Our phone number is 212-758-9498, and we are located at 595 Madison Avenue on the 27th floor in New York City. That's Madison Avenue and 57th Street, Eric.
Wonderful, and I'm sure the folks have a great view at that 27th floor. Doctors Srivastava and Castrocani, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having us, Eric.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with husband and wife team, Dr. Jody Srivastava and Dr. Robert Castrocani, bringing over 50 years of combined dental experience and excellence of Eastside Dental Medicine, a full-service state-of-the-art dental practice located in Midtown Manhattan. And once again, the website of reference is EastsideDentalMedicine.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dental Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.